Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Telly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony. Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
Susie, going toe to Tobin.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous recovering little co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, babe. How's everything going with you? How you feeling over there?
Ooh, I feel like I've gone through the worst of a horrific, I don't know if it was a stomach virus or food poisoning, but all I know is that after our San Francisco show, I was down for the count, like starting at like 1 a.m. It was a bad scene. It was a horrific scene for the next 36 hours.
But you're thinner now.
I know. That's the best part. I was like, you know, there's no better way to celebrate gay pride in San Francisco than being forced by your own body to lose about 7 pounds.
Hell yes. I know. I wish we could have pinpointed what it was so I could have had a plate of it.
Ooh, it was terrible. I have to tell you, it was, It was a horrific experience. And knowing that on top of everything else, I had to fly down to L.A. while like in the throes of this intestinal, you know, nightmare, it made Sunday very, very difficult. And to make things worse, there was a possibility that we were going to meet up with Countess Luann herself at the Gay Pride Parade. And because of the sickness, I missed the text message that would have allowed that to, at least I could have sent you there, you know?
Yeah, whatever. Get sick on your own time.
Unfortunately, I was puking and sleeping, so I missed.
I know, and there's so much gossip, too. Everyone's like, she was drunk in a diva. It was in page 6.
I know.
So I'm like, we missed it.
I'm so mad. And also, by the way, congratulations. I think that's, like, what an honor for all those people who got to see Luann being a total diva at Gay Pride. Like, that's just the best.
No kidding. What were you people complaining about?
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, the good news is, you know, I'm taking it a little slowly still. I'm still a little ginger, but I'm on the up and up. And honestly, it was such an amazing weekend for us between Phoenix and San Francisco. Both those shows were just totally amazing. And so I'm just so happy that everyone showed up.
Yes, we had a really, really good time. Thanks to Patricia for the caftans.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Like beautiful women all night long. So fun. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting ready for July shows. We've got a ton in July. We're coming to Kansas City.
St. Louis.
We're going to Canada for the Just for Last Festival in Montreal. Then we're going to Philadelphia for 2 shows. We actually added a show in Philadelphia this month because the first one sold out. So go get tickets for that second show. You can find tickets for all of those shows in July over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we have our monthly shirt that's only available a couple more days, really, until the first. Uh-oh. A few more days, like this is the last week. And it's, what's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? The Bethany shirt from Real Housewives of New York. So go get that. You can find links for that at watchwhatcrappens.com as well.
Yeah, a bunch of people were wearing that shirt at both shows, and that was super awesome to see. The shirt looks awesome. You did a great job with that one.
Oh, baby, let's just thank Helvetica.
Yeah, well, I will.
Yeah, the gorgeous housewife Helvetica.
Yeah. Helvetica Franzen.
Yes.
That's her name. Anyway,
so
yeah, great times.
Is all Below Deck Med. We've been off a couple of days, and it's not because we were being lazy. It's because Bravo was being lazy. There was no Potomac. There was no other Sunday night shows. So we've actually had a couple of days off to chill, which has been amazing.
Yeah, it's been fabulous. I'm actually so grateful because I truly needed that time to recover. I mean, I don't want to I really don't want to, you know, do the woe is me thing too much, but I really, like, I really needed to lie in bed and do nothing. And the idea of having to, like, emerge from this stank to be snarky on a podcast, it was just more than my mind could take. So somehow it all worked out well for me.
Yeah, you got a little break there. And now you get to watch Casey, you know, try and not get seasick.
I know. And that's the sad part, is that during this whole time I was like, wow, I feel just like Casey getting seasickness.
Well,
like, that's sad.
As long as
that's
you didn't answer an iron, I think that we should just count our blessings at this point.
I know, seriously. So Below Deck, Mediterranean. Wow. I have to say. Oh, you know what we forgot to do? We forgot to give a big endorsement of this show, because the show is apparently on, like, the final list for Emmy nominations. Like, it's like the list of shows that that people get to choose from when making the Emmy nominations. So if you are a member of the Academy and you listen to this podcast, A, that's kind of cool. B, vote for Below Deck Med.
Yes, we love all the guys over there. So go vote. Get Below Deck Med on there, okay?
Yeah, we don't need another, like, another nomination for a show about fishing for crabs in Alaska. We don't need that. Below Deck Med.
Really, people, come on. Stop letting straight like heteronormative guys take this, okay?
Thank you. Stop letting these straight shows from Discovery Communications take over these Emmy nominations. Pawn Stars and Ice Truckers and Crab Storage Locker Crabbers.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's Below Deck Med, so you can still root for straight people, you know? Just root for Chihuahua.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't support rooting for Chihuahua. But
In the Emmys. I'm just saying, it's not like we're saying go vote for the gayest show ever.
Which they should do anyway.
Yeah. Vote for Chocolate Milk.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you how much I've been craving chocolate milk since this episode.
Since I love that they're just going to close up on every glass of chocolate milk now.
I know.
They found their chocolate milk game and they're running with it.
I totally support it.
So we enter this third day of the charter with the thank you crew, the nicest crew ever on Below Deck, I think.
Yeah.
And it's like, anchor drama. Dun 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 dun, calling, anchor drama, jow, anchor drama.
Yeah, because as we left off last week, Joao was given special treatment. He's brought up to the bridge or whatever the captain's crow's nest is, and he's let to, you know, why don't you put your hands on the wheel and you get to take it at anchor, huh? And Conrad, you take out the garbage, huh?
Yeah. So poor Conrad's like, Joao blows so much smoke up Sandy's ass, it's like a steam train going through a fruity pebble. He's like, this tiny, right? And then she's like, would you take out the trash there? Highlights.
Oh, did someone leave the bidet on? Oh no, it's just Joao. Just steaming up my booty.
Oh, so Joao is, yes, I'm the captain now. And basically he made the mistake of
He sank the boat. That's what you're trying to say.
Then they all died. The end.
The season ended. We're like, wow, we really thought there'd be so much more.
Yes. So Conrad gets stuck with the garbage. And over in the kitchen, Casey is juicing a grapefruit, which honestly, I felt like, you know, like mothers feel when their baby first walks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I felt. I was like, she knows how to use a juicer.
I thought it must have been like how a parent feels when their kids decide to make them breakfast in bed. And it's like, oh, that's really cute. But like secretly, this is a horrific breakfast because it's made by a 7-year-old, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank God you can't fuck up a grapefruit. And I'm sure if you could, this girl would have figured out a way to do it.
Well, shoot, this was Casey's attempt at showing initiative. And she's like, yeah, well, the guests yesterday asked for grapefruit, so I thought I'd make some now since I'm not doing anything. I mean, it's not like I'm not doing anything, but, you know, and Hannah doesn't even respond. She just glowers at the camera. Like,
yeah.
All right, honey, this bitch with the grapefruit, honey.
Yeah, honey, look at her juicing, honey. She's, like, all mad that she's juicing. Casey's like, I'm a barista now. So then she goes up to try and help Hannah, and Hannah just doesn't know how to handle this because she's like, do you guys need help up here? because, like, here I am. And I was like, no. Did I ever use the juice? No. Sorry, I made the juice. She's like, oh, honey.
And Brooke says, planning the grapefruit.
And Brooke's like, well, at least she's trying to help. Look at how she's trying. And Hannah's like, damn it, I was looking forward to firing somebody. Damn it.
But she's trying so hard. So then we get Conrad and Hannah flirting some more. And, you know, it's just sort of general shots around the boat. And they're pulling into Naples, and the guest is like, oh, man, is that Naples straight ahead? Motherfucker. Ah, oh, this wonderful charter is coming to an end.
Oh, yeah. But then we get a quick little shot to make us all feel better. And it's the captain going, Italia, Pataka, Italia. Like, I don't even know what she said, but it was cracking me up. I love Captain Italian, because she still says it totally in this kind of little voice. She's like, Italia, Italia, boop, boop, Italia. Whatever it was. Fuck you.
Amelia Bedelia. All right. So they're getting into the slip, and Conrad's like, all right, can we come back by half a meter? And Cindy's like, half a meter? Seriously, use your lines. Half a meter. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, half a meter.
I know, the most pissed off we've ever seen Sandy. She's like, oh, jeez.
Oh, geez, you want half a meter? How about this? How about you tell me to take half a nap? It doesn't work. So you ever try riding half a banana? Doesn't work.
Then Casey's out there helping with luggage. They're like, what are you doing? She's like, I just wanted to help you guys. And the captain's like, I'm proud of you, Casey. I am proud of you. Look at you rolling in that grapefruit.
Rolling the grapefruit. Oh, look, it looks like Casey gave all of you guys a complimentary grapefruit rind. That's nice of you, Casey. That's a good way to repurpose the leftovers.
And then it cuts to Hannah like,
honey.
Yeah, her eye roll was like, honey. It's like
the boat actually shook because her eyeball went from left to right. When it just landed on the right, it was like, boom. Just... very intense role.
Oh, man.
Boom. So the guests leave. It's time for the tip meeting. And Sandy's like, Casey, your work ethic has definitely come up a few notches. And Adam's like, round of applause for Casey. Everyone, round of applause for Casey. Hannah's least favorite. Round of applause. That doesn't bother you, Hannah, right? Right?
Isn't it amazing how people just don't ever fucking change?
No.
It's like never. The same exact thing with this guy. So she's like, well, thanks, Adam. You know, your applause is really doing great to get everyone else inspired to applaud. Isn't that funny how that works? It's like a cough. One person does it, suddenly everyone's coughing. You're like a happy, clappy virus. So thanks for that, Adam. Okay?
Yeah, he's a consummate underminer. Just totally doing anything to piss off Hannah.
Yeah. So she's like, so Hannah, you know, she goes, Conrad, you know, your crew was spat on as well. You happy? You happy with that? Got a little compliment in your Cheerios this morning. You happy with that? And he's like, happy. I guess I'm happy. Because he's mad now because he's dating Hannah. It's like everybody's attitude is just, you're going to catch it. You're going to catch the attitude of whoever's sitting next to you guys.
Exactly. So they get a $21,000 tip, which, by the way, is $9,000 more than Honey Sarshar for like a quarter of the amount of work. By the way, Honey Sarshar, you cheap ass bitch.
Yeah. And what did she?
I got real right there. I got real. I was like, I'm not gonna let it go.
Still mad at Honey. I'm like, bye. The customer's gone. Turn them and burn them. So she's like, that is 18,000 euro. That is something, something a piece. And Hannah's like, that's 1,000 off, actually. Like Hannah was even arguing with the like conversion rate the captain was trying to figure out.
And they're just, so she's handing, Captain Sandy's handing out tips. And when she handed one to Casey, she goes, oh, here's one for you, Casey. You're doing a great job. Look at the way you took that cash out of my hands. Oh, those cute little sticky fingers still got a little grapefruit juice on them, huh? Oh, doing great job. Great job.
Look at that grip on Casey, everybody. Adam, start it. Oh, there it goes. Like rain over a field coming towards us. So Hannah's mad, and she walks off. She's like, I don't want to work with this psycho anymore. I don't know if she's talking about the captain or Casey. I don't even know who, but I love watching Hannah get all pissed off.
Yeah,
was just... like such a simple little thing. Like that girl tried to make grapefruit juice, damn her.
Listen, honey, you think you can just make some grapefruit juice and be okay with me? You got another thing coming, honey.
So the captain goes to Hannah, and Hannah immediately goes to smoke, you know, outside. And she's like, right. Hannah, you're the opposite of happy right now, which is sad. Need the opposite of a non-hug, which is a hug. Come on, Hannah. And she's like, nah, I'm not happy. I'll just get frustrated that we give a round of applause for lying.
First of all, there's no lions, tigers, or bears on this yacht, okay? Second of all, we're not going to bring up the resume. We got to find something else, Hannah. If you want to complain about something else, but not the resume. How about this? How about we talk about the resume? No, Hannah. Hannah.
Hannah, no one ever applauded Lion. They were applauding Siegfried and Roy, okay?
Hannah, can you feel the love tonight? Guess what? They call that the Truthy King, huh?
So Hannah's like, nah, I'm mad. And she's like, you don't tear someone down and tear them down and tear them down and expect them to, you know, have a good interior inside. Okay. You know, like I saw her do a breakfast. That's what I saw her doing. And then Hannah's like, oh, yeah, good for her. Breakfast, yeah, honey. Honey, sign up. All right. Yeah, but... everything's honey, sign up now, Captain.
Sandy's holding like a stein full of grapefruit juice. I don't know. I don't see any problem with this girl. She does a great job.
She's like, Hannah, that's it. I'm not taking it. So she gets all mad. And then she's like, okay, Hannah, have a better day.
Okay. Let's turn that banana upside down, okay? So inside, Brooke is talking to Joao, and she's like, are you and Hannah getting along any better now? And he's like, well, she is used to being a bully. That's what she is. I'm like, oh, God, please don't make yourself a victim, Joao. Please don't do this.
Zhao's being bullied, everybody.
Yeah, she's like, well, everyone thinks you're a dick, but I'm trying to see it from the other side.
Like, the other side of a dick is a pussy, okay? So pick your lane, lady.
Listen, just because you want some dick doesn't mean that he's not a dick, okay? Sorry.
Yeah, he's an asshole. And I love that it turns out that Brooke just doesn't know he's a dick because she always falls asleep before he turns evil. That was a good twist of this episode.
I know. I did like that. That was some good editing right there.
So let's see. The captain and Conrad. There's a bunch of little shortcuts. The captain and Conrad.
And then Hannah basically goes downstairs to have a honey chat with Casey. And she's basically like, all right, I don't want to be like this with you, but I'm tired and I'm stressed and I'm angry. And I need you to share some initiative and grapefruit juice won't cut it. Okay, honey? She's like, I can't hold your hand on everything. It's not fair to me. It's not fair to me. And she's like, there has to be communication. Look around. Oh, I didn't work for 8 years in yarding to be some fucking lick bitch, okay? Look around.
Well, look at me. No one asked me to iron this window, but I'm doing it anyway. She's like, damn it. So Hannah's like, here's what I do. I order things off Amazon Prime and I get things delivered. I can't teach someone to iron. The window is melting, Casey. The window is melting off.
Casey, if you iron that waterbed any further, you might just electrocute yourself. You've electrocuted yourself.
Dead.
She's dead.
And Casey's dead. I don't want to add stress. Instead, I'll add initiative. Would you like some grape? No, I don't want some goddamn grapefruit juice. God damn it.
I put grapefruit juice in the iron so that way I can steam grapefruit juice on people's linens. All right, honey. You just ruined my new pair of Chanel pants. Thank you very much.
I'm a girl with expensive grapefruit take. God damn it. She's like, he's gonna blow. So they're getting ready to go out, and Zhao goes up to Colin. He's like, I was gonna wear the same kind of thing as you. Was it Conrad?
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna wear the same thing as you, but I didn't want to look like a dickhead like you.
Like, good one, Joao, but you're too late to not dress like a... Never mind, you know what I'm saying. You're a dickhead. You're already a dickhead.
Yeah, it's not about what you're wearing.
Yeah,
it's not
you
what
wear.
You're wearing. Yeah, it's what you're. It's how you're dressed on the inside. As yeah. Alexis Bellina would say, why don't you eat some makeup so your insides look prettier?
We should mention, by the way, Alexis Bellino and Jim Bellino, in case anyone missed it, they are Jim Bellino filed for divorce from Alexis Bellino and is asking for spousal support. So
which means not only that he's a prick, but that Alexis saved up money. Like, when did that happen?
Exactly. Wasn't he supposed to be the breadwinner in that situation? Where
was Alexis
was the chin just too expensive?
Yeah. Like, Alexis makes money. I think that was the biggest shock. Like, Alexis has a job? How did that start?
Hasn't she just been on a trampoline for the past 6 years?
Yeah. I guess she's really working that trampoline park thing.
Oh, I think it's time for her to come back. I think we're ready for Alexis Bellino to be back in Orange County.
Yeah, well, she needs a job, so that's possible. And it's fun watching Tamara just go off. So
that's true.
We'll see.
Well, now Tamara has been found, or is it found? Or she's found Jesus, I should say. Well, someone's found Tamara, but Tamara's found Jesus.
I think it's considered a two-way street of finding.
That's
hugs,
so
everybody.
Nice of Jesus.
So they're in the vans. They're in two separate vans going out to dinner. And Zhao and Hannah are basically talking about Casey. You know, she's like, so what about you and Casey? He's like, well, she's just a hurt little girl, and I don't want to hurt him any more than any other people do on this boat. In Zimbabwe, we don't hurt little girls. Oh, and God. She's like, oh, that's nice, because liars have feelings too, I guess. So they get to this really nice restaurant, and Adam's like, oh, this is a Michelin star restaurant. That means it's basically the best in town.
Yeah, and Conrad's like, well, actually, what precedes that is Conrad goes, I would have dressed up more if I knew we were coming here. And Adam goes, yeah, it's got a Michelin star. But meanwhile, Adam's dressed like just as much of a slob as Conrad is. Adam's like in a flannel with a t-shirt on.
Yeah. That's nice for him. He's like, layers, okay? Michelin layers.
Yeah, that's true. That is pretty dressed up for him.
So he goes, I've been on yachts for years serving the clients of Michelin star restaurants, but I've never eaten in a Michelin starred restaurant. That's like saying, I saw the queen standing on the street one day, but I've never had a job like working with the queen. That's so weird.
Well, I just feel like, to me, it's like saying, I sell cars every day, but I've never actually driven a car. Like, how do you, if you're a chef and you're a high-end chef on a yacht, how, and you're going to all these locations, how have you not carved out a little bit of time, at least during the off seasons, to sort of expand your palate and, you know, hone your craft?
I don't know. I have no answer for you.
Lives in a van.
He's like, He's like, until Wendy's gets that Michelin star. Not going to get it in my van, unfortunately.
I guess his version of going to a Michelin starred restaurant is just actually going to get Michelin tires and getting something from the vending machine.
Yeah. He's like, I got a Milky Way one time in a Michelin starred tire place. Does that count?
I think the Michelin star rating system is from the Michelin tires. I think the basis of it was that it started out as like a guidebook for people who had cars when cars were new, a new thing. It was a new idea that Michelin, you know, they came up with a little guidebook like, hey, now that you have a car, here's some places you can go to. And then over the years, it just turned into, you know, Michelin starred recommendations.
Well, I feel really bad for Jiffy Lube for missing out on that trend. It's a Jiffy Lube oil stick rated restaurant, everybody.
Oh, did you go to that Valvoline rated cafeteria?
Yeah. So the waiter comes out and he's like, saw, 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 Michelin, Michelin, saw, saw, saw. And Adam's like, whoa, waiter, a sha-sha waiter. This is amazing. I'm curious about the lobster. And the waiter's like, well, being a Michelin-starred restaurant, we cook the lobster from the inside. And outside, the lobster's raw. I'm like, what is it, like a cake pop?
Yeah. And then we roll it up and we put the caponata inside. And then we roll that and cook it. And then it's rolled and then it's flattened. And I'm like, whoa. I mean, in this moment, I'm looking at the waiter and he's looking at me, and I'm asking questions about the lobster, and he's fulfilling every single answer, and I think, why can't my chiefs do know my food like that?
I don't know, when you get a Michelin star for your kitchen, maybe you can start wondering why. Ass.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe the difference is that the Michelin starred chef makes the same thing for most of the week, and so it's, and this waiter is serving the same thing over and over and over again.
Like, does she diners. Just need to say chicken salad in a fancier way for you?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, I'm in awe of professionals, Hannah. And she's like, she just ignores this one at first because, you know, she's used to him. So he's like, well, you didn't notice I was in a bad mood today, did you? Because I guess someone's giving her shit for being in a bad mood all day. And he's like, well, I saw you weren't happy. So I was like, okay, they're both being dicks. This should be a fun dinner.
Yeah,
because exactly. Hannah's doing that drinking thing. Like, you know, Hannah's ready to just go off because she's just guzzling at this point.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
like drinking her honey juice.
Honey juice. And Adam, meanwhile, is having like chef pretentious boner. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, this is amazing. Whoa, this is excellent. Oh, cured duck. I keep forgetting to cure things. Oh, man.
So then Joao is sitting next to Hannah. So he's like, you want to make a cheese? And she's like, all right. So they like to give a little clink. And he goes, that was so forced. Can you not just be nice and look at me when you cheese? You know, that's how you do it.
I fucking hate that. I fucking hate when people try to call you out on what you're thinking at a given moment. Like, they think that somehow it's really their insecurity, but they feel, you know, like he feels somehow rejected by Hannah in that instance, since she gave him like a polite, courteous smile and nodded, and he takes that as, oh, you hate me, and he feels rejected, so he combats it by saying that. And I can't stand when people do that when people have that style of like, I'm going to call you out over something. And it's like, you don't know really what I'm thinking. Why are you trying to come at me right now?
I think he was just trying to start shit in front of everybody by like saying, you want to have cheers? And he's like, oh, what a bitchy cheers. And then she's like, do they do it again? And he's like, well, or was he just talking about the same cheers?
Well, no, I think you're right. I think he did want to do it in front of people for sure. But I also think he's the sort of person that, likes to will always tell you how you're feeling, right? It's like some sort of, it's like a quote-unquote alliance building, I think it's called. Like, oh, I'm gonna say what you think. You know these people when you meet them, when someone's like, you'll be at a you'll be having dinner with someone and you'll be like, oh, I don't like ketchup, let's say you say that, and they're like, oh, you don't like ketchup, you don't like a lot of things, do you? I can tell you're the sort of person that doesn't like anything, right? You don't like, it's like, why are you, no, like, I just don't like ketchup, which is, by the way, I do like ketchup, everyone, in case you're concerned. But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not firing on all my cylinders today, but I do feel very passionate about this. I hate when someone tries to call you out on something when they, it's like, you don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah. You don't tell me how I am.
Yeah. Okay. That's what Jao was doing.
Yeah. And so she's like, she just kind of looks at him and he goes, well, I hope that sip went down like nails. You didn't cheers me right. And she's like, you're a psycho. Who says they hope somebody swallows nails? Then it becomes this, like, he wants me to bleed from the throat.
Yeah.
And then
she takes the term very literally. But it is also this really obnoxious, like, overkill to her initial response to the toast. I mean, she literally smiled politely. Cheers. She did what you're supposed to do when you don't really like someone. She was totally courteous. And
yeah, she gave him a cheers mixed with squint anchor eyes.
And then he's like, so fucking forced. It was so fucking forced. To be, oh, I hope that went down with nails. Like, why would you say that? That's just so obnoxious. It's just like, how small is your penis, sir? How small is your penis?
Have you noticed that he waits? He always waits to do this shit until he's around a ton of people. He always needs an audience. Because when people confront him when he's alone, he's much quieter, you know? But then when he gets in front of a crowd, he's like playing it up for the crowd or whatever. So she's like, you're a psycho. And then Conrad's like, just shut the fuck up. Like, he's getting all mad over there. And then Joel's like, I'm crazy. I'm from Zimbabwe. I'm admitting it. There, I'm crazy. All right, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And Adam's like, can we have a single night out without them acting like that? Like, she doesn't like being challenged. He doesn't like being challenged. But they're both challenging the other person. I was like, okay, thanks, Michelin. Thanks. Thanks, Misha.
So Hannah and Conrad go outside to smoke a cigarette and sort of like complain and kiss at the same time. And meanwhile, Brooke is like,
well, now that we have a moment alone, I must say, I do love this wine. I could hammer that for the next 3 hours. I swear I called Joel.
Joel's like, classy. That's real classy. All right. It's like,
well, sorry for liking to drink. I'm so sorry.
My mother sent me off to London hoping that I'd get some ladylike manners, but all I came back with was a taste for alcohol. Oh dear. My aunt did not do me well.
So then at the other end of the table, Jamie's like, God damn, no chocolate milk. What kind of place is this?
Michelin stabbed my ass. Where's the quick bunny?
So she's telling Casey, what's going on down there? And Casey says, I don't know what you mean. Oh, well, I think that you're putting yourself through this with Joao. Wow, that's what I think's going on. And Casey's like, I don't care. I look at that, him flirting with Brooke, and I just think, well, he really failed my test.
All right, Casey, you can stop trying to juice your napkin. Nothing's going to come out of it. Oh, sorry.
Damn it, now I failed Hannah's test. It's like a circle of test fails.
So then these, like, everyone comes back to the table and this lollipop thing arrives. It's like a cake pop with stuff in it. And Joao's like, there was like heaving in my mouth. It's like heaving in my mouth. Mm-hmm. And Hannah just goes, that guy's a fucking dick. Just like, he's literally just talking about a cake pop. And she's like, what a dick he is. Dick.
Dick. So let's see. She's at him now. So she tells Brooke, that man is a psycho. He said to swallow nails. Is that not psychotic? And then Joao, I don't know if he hears them or what, but he breaks the wine glass in his hand.
Which is a pretty psychotic thing to do. I think the last time we saw this was when Dr. Heavenly's husband broke a glass at that, at the, like, the couples retreat thing when the sex therapist was leading a group thing. Remember the sex therapist said something like, who here has once in a while thought about breasts? And he's like, shh. You know, like,
yeah. Who here has ever kissed their spouse with their mouth open? He's like, shoot, can't take it. Can't take it. Now, in Joao's defense, it is very different drinking in a really fancy place because those glasses are pretty thin. It's not like poor people glasses where it's like, hold on for dear life, you know.
Yeah, they're not those like thick Target ones where you can like knock them off the roof of your building and they bounce off the cement stairs, yes. You know.
Yes.
But he's also like an ape, okay?
Yeah. So he's like, more bead. And then Adam's like, how did that even happen? They cooked the lobster from the inside, bro. Jesus. And he's like, chick, please. And then Adam's like, why did that have to happen at the nicest restaurant we've ever been to? And then Joao walks out with a bottle of wine.
Yeah. This is after he decants one of the poured glasses back into the bottle and then takes the bottle out of the restaurant. Real classy. Real classy. And then he winds up with his bottle of wine in a van with Casey and Brooke. And of course he gives the bottle to Brooke, which I think is important for a little bit later. And then it's just like a real crap version of The Bachelor at that point. So the girls are basically like, well, which one do you like more? Where do we stand? Let's clear it up. And he just laughs sheepishly. Like, you know, what's the Bachelor cliche? I just want you to be vulnerable with me or something. Like, he's just like, he's skirting the answer, you know?
Yeah, he's got his walls up, you guys, basically. So Casey's like, well, in my mind, like, you flirt with me, then you don't flirt with someone else. And then Joao explains his, like, really deep emotions and all of this. And he's like, well, every girl I've ever been with has cheated on me. And that's why I'm like this. And then it shows him, like, shirtless in his bed petting a dog, I think. And I'm like,
It was a snake. I was like, wait. Every girl I was like, wait, is the snake the girlfriend? Yeah. Or is this what he was left alone with?
Just, he's like, go ahead, slither away, just like the rest of them.
I was like, they just wanted some excuse to show that photo and use it at the most inopportune time.
I know. They're like, all right, we've already gone through the one where he's like sitting next to lions.
Yeah.
What else can we use?
So he goes, I don't want serious feelings because I don't want to get hit. I was like, oh, of course. So Joao is the victim again. Yeah. He is the real, he's the tender emotional husk here that must be tended to. It's like, no, don't give me that.
Yeah.
If you don't want to, you don't want your feelings to get hurt, so then stop flirting with all these different girls.
Yeah, ain't nobody buying it, okay? And then Brooke does the miraculous move of like finding a way to fall down seated in a van. So Casey's like, so where do you stand now? And Joao's like, oh, hurt, cheating on, whatever. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, this is your prize, okay?
Ooh. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So yeah. Brooke is wasted at this point. They get to the club, and she's just, like, falling all over herself.
Yes. And Adam's talking to Casey, and he's basically like, listen, you know, all that matters is that Captain Sandy sees that you're doing a good job. Like, don't worry about Hannah. It doesn't matter what she thinks. I'm like, you are such an underminer. How would you feel it if Hannah said to, like, in your kitchen, if you had a sous chef, if Hannah said, listen, honey, it doesn't matter what Adam thinks. It just matters what the captain thinks. That's all that matters here. He would not care. He would be so pissed if that happened, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's Adam.
Yeah.
So let's see. They're dancing around, and Joao is like sex dancing with somebody, and then Hannah comes. No. Hannah's out there dancing with Conrad, and Joao comes on the dance floor, and she leaves, and he's like, "Whoa, that was smooth. That was smooth." So Brooke,
you're doing the Macarena. She had a good excuse.
So Brooke and Joao are talking, and Brooke's like, "When I do get drunk, I'm all drawn a bit. I'm drawn in a bit. I can't help it." And Casey's like, Jesus Christ, I can't even keep up with this guy, you know, because he's flirting again. And then Brooke just falls asleep in the chair.
Yeah. And then Hannah's like, honey, she literally says, honey, she says, honey, here, put this on. And then everyone's like, okay, now that she's passed out, let's take a photo of her. They're passed out, you know, they're all piling in. And now, wow, suddenly the gentleman, he jumps up and he's like, he's like, no, you can't do this. No, it's not right. And Hannah, I like that she said this. She's like, oh, so taking a funny photo is one thing, but insulting a woman is another, right? Right, honey? And she's right. She is totally right.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of rude, though, to take pictures of your drunk friend. Although I can't judge too much because I just did it at New Year's and posted it, so.
And honestly, it is a dick move, but at the same time, it's like, if you're over 22 and you're still like passing out in public, sorry, that's what happens. Sorry,
you get a
like
penis drawn on your forehead. Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's silliness. And but Joao is like, Brooke can't speak for herself. She has no voice. I'll be her voice, and now I shall talk like this. I'm talking like Brittany. This is my book voice. But
okay,
like, no, you're the one who got her wasted. Don't you forget? Don't forget, you're the one who brought the bottle of wine out of the restaurant. You gave it to her in the van. She was chugging on that wine. And now you're the noble one who defends the girl who's passed out because of you. Like, no, he is honestly the worst kind of guy who, like, will say such insulting misogynist things and then make these, like, empty, noble gestures that somehow make him seem like a chivalrous dude. No, sir.
Yeah, I'll be your regular Cyrano de Cognac, okay? Buddy, he's like, oh, he's like, hey, now I'm not even speaking to you right now. And then so Hannah is drunk, so she just wants a public fight. Like, she's ready to fight now, but now he's not. It's like that couple who's just never in the mood at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fighting instead of fucking. And so she like kind of hits his drink and it spills.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm not flirting with you. He's like, oh, I'm glad Beelzebub isn't up tonight. She goes, well, I'm glad that asshole who was abusive to me is now here on the first night. And I was like, did you not learn? That's Beelzebub. Okay? Beelzebub.
I thought that she was saying, I thought that when he said, I'm glad Beelzebub isn't out tonight, I thought Hannah was saying, I'm glad the aggressive psychotic cut fitness you had the first night is now, meaning that she was calling herself that because that's what he called her.
I think it was hard to tell. And he's like, look, I don't care with some cock juggling thunder boop like you
undercut fitness.
Like, whoa.
Like you
were doing so good with your fake chivalry. Where did that go?
Exactly. Which just shows that he could, like, he is totally at ease saying the worst word you could say to a woman, to a woman. He's totally at ease while then simultaneously acting like he is the most gentlemanly person on this boat.
Yeah.
No, and then doesn't Conrad's work that way.
Like, Conrad can only find one of those terms to get mad at because otherwise they'd be there all day. So he's like, coke juggling. Respect a fucking woman, you prick. Now, if she could juggle, she'd be a national juggler, all right? How dare you, sir?
She'd be a Barnum and Bailey's.
And then Zhao's like, you guys are unreal. Victim again. Back to Zhao being the victim. He switch back and forth very quickly.
Well, he's painting this narrative of himself as, you know, of this noble man standing up against barbarians on the boat, you know, and like he's the last thread of decency around when he's the one actually hurling the C word. I mean, actually, no, Hannah did say it, but she was using his words as to highlight his boorish behavior. And, you know, he is acting like he is like the last line of defense before a lack of civility just takes over the entire boat. And it's a little too close to home in the world.
Yeah. So they get in separate vans to go home and the girls are still trying to get him. I mean, I'm like, come on, you two. So, well, Brooke's not because she's asleep. But Casey's like, my last relationship ended bad. I want someone to prove themselves to me and fight for me. I'm like, he just called somebody a thunder punt. Like, what the hell is wrong with you?
And by the way, when she talked about, when she goes, my last relationship, my man cheated on me. And they cut to a photo of her with her dog. I'm like, what sort of game are the producers playing right now? Because when Joao talked about being cheated on, they showed him with a snake. And now they show Casey with a dog. It's like all that was left was them with their pets.
Yeah.
I don't know what the thematic.
They're like, they're meant to be together because both of them can't even keep a pet. Yeah. Okay? They're meant to be together. It's like love.
Yeah.
So then, is this the... Oh, yeah. So Brooks just passed out, right?
Oh, there's also Colin in the other van talking to Joao, being like, stop it, man. Just stop it. I'm sick of it, man. Why you gotta say these things? Just stop. Stop, man. Stop.
Yeah.
It's like Colin's Mick moment for the week.
Yeah. Which, good for him. And this week on Twitter, he said he made some kind of tweet like, oh, look, he's being so nice and helpful. Oh, back to being an asshole again. And then the captain tweeted back at him and was like, now I am disappointed in you. A crew stays together. I don't like this kind of talk. Okay. I'm interested to see how she feels week to week as Zhao just gets worse.
Why come down on Colin of all people? He is like the nicest guy. He's just in the background. He's just like the human version of a GIF, just sort of like happily dancing, you know, in the background. Everyone sort of smiles at it like, oh, that's funny. I want to put you in my text message.
So they get home and put Brooke to bed, and Zhao just goes to bed fully clothed and covers his head in a pillow. And I was like, someone come in and press that thing down. Like, help him out. Help him out. So the next morning, Casey's like, laundry. I'm not going to dry that one. And then she tells us, pressure's on today. I'm going to prove myself. She's like putting the grapefruit juicer into the dryer.
She's squeezing grapefruit juice into the like the detergent hole.
So Brooke's like, do I have to get out of the bed now? And Hannah's like, you need to chill. All right, you had a rough night. Now, let's get to the real topic. Zhao is a psycho. You passed out and I was taking this photo of you while you were passed out on the couch and we were laughing. She's like, but why?
Why would you do that? Why?
Because it was funny, honey. All right. And he was like, get the fuck away. And then I smicked his drink. And then Brick tells us, Hester got for me.
I know.
I love how much of a gentleman he is. It's something of value.
As soon as Hannah was telling the story, I was like, the only thing she's gonna take away is from this is that Joao stood up for her. That's the only thing. And I love that when Brooke said, I just love how much of a gentleman he is, the producers cut to Joao putting on a shirt, just showing his like doughy midsection. It's just so shady.
So Hannah's like, Joao, can we talk for a second on the dock? So they go sit on the dock together. She's like, I want to find out what your issue is with me. And he's like, I think we just both don't get along. Because this is where he's one-on-one, so he's like quiet now, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, what is she talking about? He's like, well, I just think we both don't get along, that's all. She's like, but I ignore you. And he goes, do you? And then we see her hitting his drink. which is true. Good point. You know, good point. So she's like, well, I do see a clear view because I think there's something chickened up in your brain there. You've got something clocked up in your brain there. And when you call me a slut, it makes you look like an ass in front of the whole crew. And he's like, ah, don't need your opinion. Right? I don't really need your opinion, Thunder Putang Tang. How about that?
He's just awful. He's just so awful. So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting, and we learned that the next charter guests are Josh and Cindy Barker, who are self-described foodies, and they're just out for a good time. I don't know. So there's nothing so far at this point that's striking us.
Well, they don't want anything too spicy, and they want gumballs.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right, there's the gumballs thing, which comes in a little later. But yes, nothing too spicy.
Right. And so then, after that Michelin star restaurant, I want to make sure they're blown away by the next chicken salad I serve them.
So the provisions come on, and Hannah's getting horny. She's excited for her date with Conrad because she's excited to get laid. And Jamie's making chocolate milk, which looks so good. I'm like, I want some chocolate milk right now.
I know, it's just a close-up on her chocolate milk. And then she's like, I'm not listening to any of this. Ew, I've got my chocolate milk. And then Brooke and Zhao are flirting. And she's like, I think with you, like when we go out, we could have fun. Like, it is like The Bachelor where they're comparing qualities, but they don't know anything about each other. We could have fun together. We could play that game. It's ages 8 and up. And she's like,
let's just decide that we're mates if you just want to have fun with me.
And he's like, then you can't flirt with me when you're drunk then, how about that? And he puts his hands behind his head to like try and look muscular while he lays back. And she's like, I can't flirt with you, I can't.
It's too much for me to handle right now.
So Hannah gets ready for her date, and she goes through the whole thing of, like, I'm scared to open myself up, but yada, 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 yada. And Conrad's doing the whole thing of, like, I don't like to give too much away to women who don't like to get emotionally attached, da, 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 da. But it's going to be different with Hannah. Yeah, it's going to be different. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be different. Yeah, I think it's different.
Yeah. That's the guy to break 1 second into questioning. He's like, I'm not going to give anything away. They're like, where's the stash? He's like, behind the wall. It's behind the wall. So in the mess, Colin's like, well, I'm reading on this preference sheet gumballs and everything else is optional. What the hell? So we see that that's going to be a problem later.
Yeah. So I'm not a big gumball person. I actually don't really like gumballs.
They're
at
disgusting.
All.
Who does that?
Like, that's, I don't want to shame people who like gumballs, but I kind of want to shame people who like gumballs that much. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and you know who it's going to be. It's never, like, someone age-appropriate who's asking for a bowl of gumballs. It's someone who's going to be trying to, like, pretend they're, like, some young bimbo still, you know? Like, I love gumballs! Which, of course, it does turn out to be. It's like, okay, so she's not 60. She likes gumballs. Like, whatever.
Yeah. She's not so she likes gumballs.
Yeah. I was like, I just see it coming. I just fucking see it coming. So then Hannah and Conrad are on their date. And she's like, I went to a music festival. He's like, you won't believe this. I've never done a music festival. We all believe it. Conrad. Yeah. We all believe it. Okay. So they talk about how different they are because of their age difference, which we live in LA, so to me their age difference is like nil. Like I don't feel like it's really anything.
Yeah, no, it's nothing. She's gone. She's been raving since she was 13, and she's like, that must have been that you were full. Hannah is, she wants to get married, and she likes that the way that Conrad looks after her because it's like nice and sweet or whatever. So I'm like, okay, this relationship is not working out. Yeah. I think Hannah needs someone who's going to be a little rougher around the edges.
Yeah, it's kind of boring. She's like, well, he looks after me. And that's really nice. I'm like, yeah, well, that's also what TaskRabbit does. So,
I don't think I've ever really enjoyed watching dates on Below Deck. Like, to me, it seems like a strange thing. You know, like, you guys live and work together, and then you go off the boat and have a date. I don't know. It seems like a strange thing to have to watch, and I don't like it.
Yeah, FF.
Yeah.
So then they're putting gumballs all over the boat. Oh, and Adam, when they get back to the boat, Adam's like, crew meeting. I need a meeting with Hannah and her girls or whatever. He said, quickly, a couple things I want to make sure that we're on the same page. Yes versus no. I will be writing a menu in advance. And if it's not requested in advance, it will not be made. Does everyone get that? Hannah!
Stupid. Oh, congratulations. Like, welcome to basic menu preparation. You actually write a menu for once.
No kidding. Welcome. We've been saying that the whole season.
Just write a fucking menu. Have you ever been? He's like, so I went to my first restaurant ever. It turns out they write down the menus. Whoa.
Michelin star, bitch. Michelin
and I hated star. The way he kept on calling Hannah's crew gals. He's like, this way all you gals can figure it out. And this way the gals won't be hurt. I don't know why. It rubbed me the wrong way. There was something condescending about it, like a little Mad Men era about just referring to Hannah and her crew as gals. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I feel like guys who get drunk at work a lot just hang on to the Mad Men era just so they That's can true. Have some, you know, so they're part of a theme instead of just being a drunk.
That's true. So here come the guests. It's this guy, Josh. You know, God bless a man in his late 50s with lots of filler. I know you love to point out the filler. That's sort of your thing. You're at the ace at finding the filler, but I felt like I really had to comment on the filler this time because I just saw it and I felt like we need to do better with male plastic surgery. That's the thing. Because I went to get a bagel this morning and there was a guy who had had some plastic surgery. And first of all, I shouldn't say male plastic surgery because plastic surgery is for both genders. But I firmly believe the advancements that have been made for women have not been made for men. And men who've had plastic surgery or fillers or anything, they just look crazy, just like crazy, crazy people.
Yeah.
And that goes for this.
I think we're just not used to seeing it as much. So when we do see it on a man, we're not used to that, like, plastic surgery face.
Yeah, but I think also that, like, there probably have been more female candidates for it. So doctors have gotten used to understanding, like, oh, this is how it's going to look on a female face or whatever. And I think that with a male face, they don't get as many men. So there's still like an element of, oh, wow, guess what? You look like you have two inflatable balloons on your cheeks now, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of, they're like, hi, I'm Josh and I'm Cindy. We're nice. And then their friend is like, I'm Tamada with an A. I was like, oh, that's gumballs. Here comes gumballs.
Tamada with an A. I missed that. I think I was so focused on the plastic surgery. I missed Tamada with an A.
So everyone's like, oh my God, we're gonna party. And Tamada's like, I wanna put my suit on. And then her friend's like, she just wants to take off her pants is what she wants to do. And I was like, that must be gumballs. And sure enough, she's like, you guys, what do you think about my gumballs? Because I haven't seen them anywhere. Brooke, could you bring me my gumballs?
And then it she better goes, not be all white.
Green is the best, and pink. I love gumballs. I'm like, you're 70. Stop it.
I'm like, do you realize, like, do you know how this must be like nails on a chalkboard for people who work on a yacht to think that there's someone just constantly chewing gum? Like, they're going to be finding little wads of gum stuck everywhere all around this yacht now.
Gumballs are humongous wads of gum, by the way. They're humongous, falling apart wads of gum. I've never had a good gumball, and I've eaten a lot.
I didn't know there were white gumballs, by the way.
Well, there you go. Thank you for the lesson, Below Dick.
Yeah.
So she's like, they better not be white. And then, of course, they're all white. She's like, but it's the only color I don't like. So Brooke's like, oh shit, Voya. So Chet goes around. She goes around, and her and Hannah are like furiously seeing if there's any old gumballs around, you know, possibly from some other guest trying to like pretend that she's clinging on to youth or whatever.
Right.
And then they just keep cutting to this lady, and she's like, I'm gonna helicopter in gumballs. I almost put in color specific, but I knew I'd look like a real asshole. Gumballs make me happy.
Oh my God, this stupid, stupid lady. Oh my God. So finally, it's like it's time for lunch service, and they're all, you know, Adam has written down on a little menu what's gonna be served for lunch, and everyone's bringing out all their food. And he brings out one pizza. All the students would bring out all these dishes. He brings out one pizza and he's like, you got to put a face to the food. You got to know that it's me back there and I'm not sure I was doing that. So I'm going to bring this pizza out and take all the credit. Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. You're now a pizza face. Yeah. Everybody's goal in life.
Exactly. So
Hannah and Brooke are talking and Hannah's like, you know, yeah, well, he's crazy. He's got crazy eyes. And Brooke's like, I know you don't like him, but I hope you know that I don't not like him. Was that too many negatives in a sentence? And Anna's like, I just wish that she'd stay awake for one night so she can see when he turns into a prick.
And that's when we see that amazing montage of Brooke sleeping through all of Joao's worst moments.
I can't believe I didn't notice that before. I was like, what is her deal? How would she still like him? It's like, oh, yeah, because she doesn't see any of it.
Nope, she sees none of it. So so the guests are all having fun. They're jumping off the boat. That one poor big girl, she had a rough dive off the boat. She just sort of like jumped off and just fell right on her back.
Flop. She flopped.
Big old flop. Yep.
And the guy's one of those guys who's like, anybody ever jump off this? Like, yes, everybody who's ever been on the boat.
Okay, yes. Sir. I don't know. I don't understand this compulsion to jump off of a yacht. Like, I feel like if I were on the below deck yacht, I would not want to jump off of it. I think I'd want to just, like, chill out. You know how every episode they're like, let's get those toys out? Like, I don't feel any compulsion to get on the toys. I mean, that's being on the yacht is like hanging out on the yacht.
Yeah. But they sure love those toys. So in the mess, Colin is looking through pictures. He's showing pictures to Jamie on his iPad. And there's a picture of him and Brooke. And she's like, oh, my God, you look like a married couple. You have a thing for Brooke? He's like, no one said that, okay? Mom, God, get out of the basement. She's like, you can't deny it. I see your face. You're both so nice. Nice people belong together.
I'm reading the patterns in my chocolate milk. And they say, you're in love.
You're like white chocolate milk. you go together like white and white chocolate milk. So the hot tub, Casey's like, I'll bring you guys some grapefruit juice to fill up the hot tub. And they're like, so who do you like, Casey? Who do you like? She's like, well, Casey's hot.
Wait, what?
Did you not see this part? They're like, who do you like, Casey? Who do you like? And she's like, well... Oh, no, she's like, Joao's
Oh, that's
hot.
Why I was confused, because you said Casey's hot, and I was like, wait, what?
Everyone's name's wrong, even mine. I'm like, hi, I'm Ben.
That's why I was confused. I thought you were saying that Casey was having a moment where she was saying that she was hot, so that's why I was confused.
She needs one of those moments. She's like, you know who's hot? Me. And that's why I'm waiting for a man to fight with me.
Now, if you sit still, I'm just going to iron your hot tub right now. No!
I'm hot because I have an iron in my pocket.
And it's been on for 3 hours.
So let's see.
Yeah, so she's basically saying, she's like, yeah, Joao's hot. He's from Zimbabwe. They're like, from Zimbabwe? Wow.
They have lions there.
So Conrad, Hannah, Conrad, Hannah. I just wrote, radio, can you meet me on the bow? And then chocolate milk. That's what I wrote for the next scene.
So, yeah, basically, Hannah and Conrad decide to take a break together on the bow. And then Sandy's watching them as they're smoking cigarettes. And Sandy's like, oh, my gosh. You know, you're two heads of departments and there's logistics that go into taking a break. And, oh, my gosh, this is just, it's not cool. Not cool, man.
Not cool. Both heads. While they sit down there and canoodle.
Yeah. So Adam, meanwhile... He was all excited to make his Michelin star dinner, but guess what? The guests only want, like, a main, and that's it. So he's like, that's all right. I'm going to make a sea bass with a celery root puree, and it's going to be the most amazing thing they ever have. It's going to be great. So he's getting himself ready. The guests say they're going to be ready at 9, and so they start showing up in the parlor around 9:10, and Hannah's like, all right, Adam, we got that most of the guests are here, but we're still waiting on one other person. I think it's going to be another 15 minutes. And then there's just, like, one lady downstairs who's taking forever doing her makeup, which I don't know why. Like, I mean, if you think about how rude it really is, they are already at, like, 9:05, 9:10, and it takes her until 9:35, 9:40. So she makes them all wait 30 minutes for their food, which is so obnoxious of this woman. Like, you are 76 years old. You should know how to do your makeup by now.
So everyone's so bored and they're getting hungry. So the lady's like, you know what? We'll just go up. She'll join us eventually. So they go up and she's still missing. And so they start complaining. And she's like, God.
Hannah says to them, once they sit down, she goes, oh, I just need to give Adam a 10-minute heads up. And they're like, okay, great. So she goes, tells Adam, like, okay, you can start firing off the food. It's 9:37.
Yeah. And then the lady comes up. And she's like, oh, my God, the food's not even served yet. I could have put on more mascara, which means she does this at every event she goes to, you know?
Exactly. And, like, what are you putting the mascara on for? Okay, is there a red carpet that we're missing here?
And so now they're all complaining because they're hungry and tired. So they're like, oh, where's dinner? Oh, seriously? It feels like forever. We've been here forever. You have
like
waiting for your friend.
Yeah, exactly. It's 9:50. It's been 13 minutes. Since or whenever, yeah, 13 minutes or so since the food was fired up. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're getting impatient. They're getting hungry. So the guy with the plastic surgery or the fillers, he goes downstairs and he's like, "So, is it coming? What's going on with the food?" And Adam's like, "I thought we were communicating to Hannah, you know."
Yeah, so Adam's all mad, and the guy's like, well, we've got people fading out down there, and he's like, he's just like tapping the cutting board, like he's so pissed, and Hannah's like, well, I didn't know when that lady was coming up, and he goes, she's been there a while. No, she
so
hasn't.
Obnoxious. Yeah. She is not. We've been watching the time. Yeah, you guys are dicks. Shut up. Don't do that.
Gumballs. And that brings us to the end of this one.
Wow. So annoying.
Yeah, sir.
Sir.
All right, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with our regularly scheduled programs, Real Housewives of New York City and then Southern Charm on Friday.
Yes, those will be super fun. Definitely be sure to check out our digital series, So Much That Crappens, on the TV Party app. And be sure to get tickets to our live shows. Missouri, we're coming for you next. St. Louis and Kansas City, same weekend, back to back. So you better buy those tickets. Because I don't know how many are left, but you should get them while they're still there.
Yeah, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.